Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lee Branham is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because he's going to talk about something that's very important for you and me. Lee is a nationally recognized authority on keeping good people, finding good people and keeping good people. His company is called Keeping the People. I like that for the name of a company. His book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you. That music's got me engaged already.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. Lee, I was talking before you got here, I was talking to the audience about a project that I wanted them to take on. And I'm going to get you to, hopefully this will set you up for what you want to talk about. I said, I know how hard it is today in this early part of the new millennium to find good people. It's the single largest complaint, the single biggest challenge small business owners have is finding the right people to fit the right jobs. And so what I told them was expect to and plan on working harder on this project than anything else, and don't even think about it as a 12-month project. Think about it as maybe a 36-month project. If you have 5 employees, if you've got a satisfied employee, that's not good enough. You got to get them engaged, and if it takes 36 months to replace all your folks or to make sure all the people you have are engaged employees, if it takes that long, do it. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that you can afford to wait that long, but I think a lot of employers need to think seriously about the difference between satisfaction and engagement because, there are a lot of surveys that come out about how satisfied the workforce is. And, one survey I saw said 80% of the workforce is satisfied. But you look at another survey from the Gallup organization, and they say only 25% of the workforce engaged.
Right.
Is engaged. So what's going on there? I mean, how can we have 80% of the workforce be satisfied but only 25% be engaged? I think we need to define what the difference is. And the difference is that an engaged employee is not just satisfied, sort of passively saying, yeah, I got a pretty good job. They are coming in and really caring about the customer, really doing more than is required. Working later, coming in earlier, feeling like they are really invested in the organization.
Well, and they're not just pushing their own envelopes. They're pushing your envelope, and if you don't allow them to push that envelope with some degree of success, they're going to go push that envelope somewhere else, aren't they?
Well, that's right. These are if we have 25% of our people who are really engaged, we obviously want to make sure we're keeping those people. And they have the most other options to leave the organization, too.
Because they've got they're the kind of folks that other people want. But see, Lee, the reason I used the long-term view there was not to give people a pass, not to let them be complacent and say, okay, I'll take a year off and start that next year. Jim gave me 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. The point I'm trying to get small business owners to make to them is they're – you know how hard it is to find good people these days. It's very mm-hmm. difficult to find the right person for the right job. And so what I'm trying to get them to realize is, hey, guys, don't settle just so you can get this job filled today. Try to be more patient. Yeah. Think long view and say, okay, I've got 5 employees. 3 of them aren't engaged. 2 of them are. Those 3 will either become engaged or over the next, as soon as I can, I'll replace them one at a time with people that I find that are engaged, and it may take a while.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But be patient. You got to be patient and deliberate about this and disciplined.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, the really successful firms are the ones that work the plan and are committed to it over the long haul as opposed to changing their plan every so often and because they panic and think it's not working. So absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more. Upgrading talent is really what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And constantly be thinking about that.
Well, and see, the thing is you said it a minute ago, Lee, the good people, the people you want, are not sitting around the house looking at the want ads. They've already got a job.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So if you're going to get them, you're going to have to get them from somebody else.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, as one of the biggest complaints is that there are not enough qualified workers. I mean, there are a lot of workers out there, but a lot of them are just not qualified. So you have to be selective. In order to be selective, you have to expand your labor pool. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part. If you're depending on want ads or even an internet site, or even an employment agency or a temp firm or those kinds of sources to recruit your people, then you're not even tapping 10% of the available resources that you have.
You're not saying not to use those resources. You're just saying those can't be the only thing you do, which comes back to my part that I said at the very beginning of the hour. Expect this to be the hardest job of the year. You're going to work harder. If you do this right, you're going to work harder on this particular activity than anything else you do all year, and it'll be worth it.
You know, there's a woman I wrote about in my first book, Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business, who had a house cleaning business. And, you know, that's a very difficult type of business to operate because, you know, these people come and go at the drop of a hat. But she was always out in the community. She would drop into the local Hispanic center and say, you know, I've got a great little business here. I'm here to find out if anybody would like to come to work for me. She developed relationships in the community. She was out into the community constantly. And once she got employees in the door, she was trying to give them English speaking training. She was giving them. She was having financial advisors coming in and helping them with their finances. She was really taking care of these people, doing way more than the average small business owner would do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you've got to do. You've got to work harder at it. There is no silver bullet other than being really proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to a break in about 30 seconds. Give us one quick tip on how to do that.
Well, I've got a list of 55 ways to be proactive and use what we call guerrilla recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And guerrilla recruiting means you're identifying people in the community that already have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That, and you say to them, if you ever need a job, think about coming to work for me someday.
Right. When we come back, I want you to help us prepare ourselves and our companies to be able to make such a claim and back it up with some critical mass. We're going to do that right after these messages. Lee Branham is our guest. The book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's there for you. It's all for free. Lee Branham is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He has a website, too. Lee, give it to us, please.
It's www.keepingthepeople.com.
All right, and they can find your book there, can't they?
They can find that, and they can sign up for my free e-newsletter, which comes out 4 times a year.
All right, so check that out. And the book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Okay, Lee, you were going to give us some tips that we can use to – and, you know, see, the thing I think we got to do, Lee, is if we're going to attract good people, we've got to know how to pitch our company. We've got to have something behind that pitch. We've got to make sure that we've got to do a little homework. And this goes back to the patience and the discipline part. Don't walk up to somebody who, if you don't know what they're doing, if you don't know how they're being compensated within reason, if you don't know what kind of benefits they have, if you don't believe that you can add something to a value to their life, you're wasting everybody's time to walk up and ask them to come to work for you. They're not going to do that just because you're a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Lee?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, the first principle of salesmanship is you don't start talking about your company. You start asking them questions about what they want in their work and in their career. And you listen carefully, and those things that they talk about that are available within your firm, that's what you have to sell. And sometimes it may not be a fit, and you don't even want to start selling because the person, if you're listening carefully and what they describe that they want isn't something they can find in your organization, then that's not somebody you want to sell. And you don't want to get caught up in trying to sell the wrong person into your organization. That's the big mistake a lot of companies make in the first place.
Right. And if you don't, but if you go try to sell them on what you have, and you don't have as much as the other as they already have, then I still think you're wasting your time. So,
exactly.
What give us some examples of how we can approach these folks.
Well, I think we really need to ask ourselves what are we looking for. I think that's the mistake a lot of organizations make is they don't really think about the talent they need. You know, what is the talent they need in the particular position they're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need somebody that can answer the phone and be pleasant and not turn people off? Then they need to ask questions about situations they faced in the past and do a little bit of behavioral interviewing and
find we need to ask these while we're asking these questions where we're in, you know, having this internal monologue about this. We need to be applying these same things to the people we already have, don't we?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I talk about it's not just hiring; it's sitting down with people. You know, I do exit interviewing, but I talk to employers about doing entrance interviewing. In other words, after you've hired the person. And during the hire, you sit down and say, "Okay, now that you're with the organization, what do you really want out of your career? Where do you hope to get, and how can I help you get there?" And I think a lot of times we tend to relax once we've recruited the person, and feel like, "Well, now they're here, we can relax, and we don't have to worry about anything. They're here," and then we go off thinking about recruiting the next person. We have to re-recruit. We have to have a re-recruiting mentality. And just make sure, you know.
Re-recruiting. Don't take them for granted.
Exactly right.
So, like the guy whose wife said, "You don't tell me you love me anymore," and he said, "Well, I told you that 20 years ago and nothing's changed." You're saying we can't get away with that with our employees. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, the old adage was, if you don't hear from me, it means you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to work. We have a whole generation of young people who are going to have more opportunities to choose from than you and I had, Jim, when we were starting our careers.
Never mind the opportunities; they've got the attitude about it too. They know
they've got the attitude.
They
too.
Know that they're going to be going somewhere, and they're ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah, you and I used to want the same things they want, except they have enough nerve to ask for them.
Well, I know, but we were told to shut up and sit down, and we'll let you know when you can have it. And back in the day, so to speak, but they don't put up with that these days. So how do we? And we've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
Let's think of somebody. Let's just think of another way that we can redeem an existing employee. We can try if we've got somebody who's not quite as engaged as they need to be. How do we get them engaged to see if they're a keeper? They can become a keeper or not.
Well, it is our responsibility to do that, and the way to do it is simply to sit down with the person, especially if you've noticed a change, because there is a time in the lifespan of an employee when sometimes they become disengaged because of something that's happened, and you notice that they don't seem to be have as much life in their step, or they don't make eye contact with you as much as they used to, or they don't participate in meetings, and we need to be alert to these changes. And when we see them, we need to sit down with the person and say, "You know, when I hired you, I saw something, and I really liked what I saw. I really think that you have a lot of ability. I believe in you. I'd like you to stay with us. But I've noticed a change, and I noticed that you don't seem to be as enthusiastic as you used to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wanting to find out what's going on with you."
Mm-hmm. And let them tell you, and then deal with the answer.
Be ready to listen. You can't necessarily solve all the problems, but That goes a long way right. when you simply sit down and show that kind of interest.
Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. You need this book to find out why your employees may be in danger of leaving you. Thanks, Lee. Happy holidays.
You too, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Anita Rosen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.